Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into another edition of our FootballDiehards.com podcast. I'm Jeff Renetti here with your midweek update. We do these three times per week and very important, obviously, with the playoffs here in all of our high stakes and regular leagues across the country. And we hope to help you out if you have roster, lineup, waiver wire, any kind of questions. If you're trying to win your playoffs, give us an email at Vern, V-E-R-N, at FootballDiehards.com. And joining me here to help us with some players that you can pick up, some players that you should stay away from. Also, you could use these as some starts and some sits, is Mike Jones. Mike, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Jeff. Thanks for having me back here again. I always enjoy doing these. Wanted to compliment you on your new article, the View from the Cheap Sheets with your... The busts of 2008,
yes.
They brought back some wonderful memories of players who I hopefully have had to start all season long and keep, like, Torrey Holt and players like that. That you can't bench them, but, you know, what are you going to do about them? They end up costing you some big-time fantasy points, and but there were some excellent selections. The only name in there that I wonder about is for next year is LaDainian Tomlinson. I still think that his name is going to carry a lot of weight still for at least one more year in the fantasy draft next year, as hard as that is to say.
And you wonder if he's going to be, Mike, a type of guy that, falls down to, second, third, fourth, fifth overall, somewhere in that range, and then ends up being perfectly healthy and then back to his same old dominant self. He's one of those few guys that, is probably so disappointing for this year, but, as far as where you pick him to what you get, but a guy that you certainly shouldn't, I would have no problem giving it one more shot next year with him.
Yeah, and that's right. And the thing that you have to wonder about is who's really jumped up there and established themselves, reputation-wise as that player that is going to be the number one overall pick, the player that they can say, I'm going to put that player, and he's going to be the one that, if you look at LT, for a mere mortal, he's not been that bad. He ends up getting about 100 total yards a week. He gets about 3 to 5 catches a week, and, the touchdowns have been the thing that have been most alarming, and the thing that, that most people, depended on him for was to carry them every week, that he played. And, I know, I have a dynasty league, just to kind of wrap up on it, and this last week I lost, and I've had LaDainian Tomlinson, and he got me 15 points. Hey, that's not really bad, but I needed 30 points from him like he used to give you to advance in the playoffs.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And what we're going to do with Mike the next couple weeks, he's been helping us out with waiver wire pickups. And in a lot of leagues, you can still do it. In a lot of leagues, you can't. So you could use these as waiver wire. You could use these as guys you should start and play, guys that you shouldn't. Just take the advice how you want to use it, because there's so many different leagues, so many different formats. This time of year, it's too tough to tell what your rules are. So adapt your rules around the advice that we'll give you position by position here.
Well, the one thing I'm looking forward to next week, we're going to kind of wrap up the season with our 2008 all waiver wire team. That's kind of been
awesome.
Fun to put together. Had some great input from some of the members at Football Diehards on the message boards. We're going to use those and quote a couple people, and it's been fun to put that look back and see who those players have been.
Well, let's start with some quarterbacks for this week. Injuries still affecting people. Looking at working on a piece for this week about the matchups for this week's games, and there are some really good matchups. Like, you look at the obvious ones, Indianapolis and Peyton Manning just have a great quarterback matchup this week. New Orleans and Drew Brees should be able to throw a lot against Chicago. So give us some guys, some waiver wire pickups, some guys that people could use to sit and start this week at quarterback.
The name that kind of surprised everybody last week was Seneca Wallace. Seattle really did a wonderful job against the New England Patriots and taking them all the way down to the wire. I don't think a lot of people saw that coming. They thought Seneca Wallace would come in, and they were without Walter Jones also, and a 4/5 of their offensive line is out. And so Wallace came in and, completed 20 of 28, 212 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And I guess we found out that the New England Patriots defense is really in a shambles right now. They're having to pick up Junior Seau off the sofa and throw him in there and try to match up with a lot of these John Carlsons and such. And so, Seattle has a lot of weapons. Deion Branch had a nice breakout game last week, and Carlson is obviously really coming into his own. They'll probably mix and match a running back again this week. And they're playing the St. Louis Rams, and I've heard that the Rams give up some fantasy points now and then. And so,
You've heard that,
you know,
huh?
So the thing about Wallace that's also very nice is, you know, last week he rushed for 47 yards. He says he had a calf injury that really kind of debilitated him early in the season. He had kind of three games when Hasselbeck came back to kind of get that cleaned up. And he says he's 100% healthy now and facing the St. Louis defense that's, you know, not that bad, allowing 211 yards passing at home, average about 1.3 touchdowns passing allowed. So, you know, for a one-week fill-in, not too bad. He also, down the, if you do, your playoffs do go into 16 and 17, he faces the Jets and the Cardinals. So Seneca Wallace, you know, yeah, former star at Iowa State, not a bad pickup for this week. And the other name we're going to throw out there, not sure if he's still on a lot of people's waiver wires, but if you're looking for one of those maybe start-sit kind of things, but a lot of people did kind of drop him when Grossman took over for a while, was Kyle Orton. And Orton is, you know, starting to definitely look healthy again, starting to look comfortable again, getting back on tack with his wide receivers and tight ends, using Greg Olsen a lot now, and had a solid game last week against Jacksonville, 20 of 34, 219 yards and two touchdowns. This week, New Orleans Saints coming to town, allowing 237.6 yards passing a game on the road, and the second worst team in quarterback fantasy points allowed. So looking ahead, Orton, you know, has a game against Green Bay and finishes at Houston. So Kyle Orton, another one of our top quarterback picks for this week.
That sounds great.
And I want to give you props. You know, you talked about Matt Schaub last week.
Oh.
And, you know, I honestly didn't see a lot of people who thought he was going to be able to come back, you know, cold, not to say, you know, quote, unquote, you know, playing in Green Bay in zero-degree weather, you know, and put that kind of performance together against a Green Bay secondary that's been pretty much on point all year. But, boy, you watch that game, and, you know, the thing that you find out about Green Bay is they've got all these – guys, these great special teams players who are now being forced into, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, and it's hurting their defense, it's hurting their special teams, and it's, you know, in the NFL where it's one play here and there, the difference between, you know, wins and losses, it's costing their team some victories.
Yeah, no one knew he'd do that good, but I liked how he finally went back to Kevin Walter, who I have on, you know, one of my teams, and I get emails about a lot, where's the production out of Walter. Well, you know, a lot of times that's just a relationship with the quarterback, and he seemed to have it better with certainly Schaub than he did with Sage.
Well, the you know, you've got Desmond Bishop trying to guard him, you know, guy who should be running down on kickoffs, and the same thing goes with Slayton and Owen Daniels, and then you look at, I mean, if you watch that first touchdown that Walter had, I mean, that was maybe one of the worst angles taken by Nick Collins in the history of the NFL. I mean, he went 5 yards upfield from where Walter was actually catching the ball, and Walter just had to just jog into the end zone.
All right, we got to get rolling here with our next category, running backs. Give us some thoughts this week.
Again, I think, you know, there's going to be kind of a theme this week. We're looking at starting the Seahawks against the Rams this week. And, you know, the thing that's nice about the Seahawks is a lot of their players are, you know, are kind of afterthoughts, as they should be most of the season, but they're actually kind of starting to get a little bit healthy, and they just have this great matchup, it appears, on paper this week. So, again, you know, last week Julius Jones didn't get any touches against New England, which was kind of a mystery, but I guess he had somewhat of a concussion problem, possibly. So Maurice Morris, though, he doesn't get any, you know, goal line touches, T.J. Duckett getting all those. We're looking at Maurice Morris, if you're really desperate and you've lost Peyton Hillis possibly, and you just want to get someone who's kind of established and who has a good matchup. The Rams are allowing 160.3 rushing yards a game at home at the 5.2 yards per carry clip. And the Rams have also allowed the most rushing touchdowns in the NFL this year. And so Maurice Morris could be a pretty good pickup this week for the Seahawks. And then talking about Peyton Hillis, which is, you know, really a shame. I mean, the guy was playing some great football. Went up and made one of the, you know, top catches in the NFL this year, but he unfortunately came down really badly on his leg and just tore the hamstring off the bone. And so Tatum Bell, you know, we talked about him earlier. We thought, well, man, if he can't even make it to the Detroit Lions, what kind of value could he offer? But last week against the Chiefs, he does know the offense, and he looked pretty decent. He had a 4.7 yard per carry average. He ran with some authority at 52 yards on 11 carries. So this week, tough matchup against Carolina. Carolina allowing 92 yards per game at home, which is a 4 yards per carry average. Not too bad. Not going to give up too many rushing touchdowns, that's for sure. And this, you know, looking ahead, as we're trying to do for everybody, Tatum Bell or Selvin Young, whoever it is, they've gotten Buffalo at home, and then they finish on the road against San Diego. Last name we'll throw out there, Deshaun Foster. Not sure exactly what Frank Gore is going to be doing this week. He left last week's game with an ankle injury. Did not look very good. Couldn't even make it to the sideline on his own two feet. Had to be helped over. But, you know, it is going to be at Miami. Gore obviously is from the U. And so you think he's going to want to try to gut it out and kind of play for his quote-unquote hometown fans. Miami allowing 107 yards rushing per game. 4.2 yards per carry clip with only six rushing touchdowns allowed on the season. So keep an eye on that. But Deshaun Foster, again, if you're desperate, you need about 10 fantasy points out of your starter, Deshaun Foster could be a look there.
Well, we'll wrap us up with your thoughts on the wide receiver position.
You know, there's a player for Seattle who had two receiving touchdowns last week, Deion Branch, and he's going to be playing the Rams also. So
We are picking on the Rams this week.
I saw they've been kind of trying to juggle their defensive secondary a little bit and trying to get some playmakers in there. But, you know, he's going to have the main thing about Branch you're going to have to like this week with his speed playing in the dome, which is always a nice commodity this time of year to have players that you know aren't going to have to deal with the elements. And he should be a nice play on the fast turf there at the Edward Jones. And Devon Bess had a great game last week and got the advantage of having to play in the Rogers Center there, which was a dome, instead of having to play in the elements in Buffalo. This week, coming back home, Miami facing San Francisco. San Francisco defense is 29th in the league in passing yards allowed on the road, 260 yards allowed. And the fun thing about Devon is that he needs 27 more passes in the final three games to pass Wayne Corbett for the all-time record for most receptions by an undrafted rookie free agent receiver. So he's taking over that spot as a PPR machine there that Greg Camarillo had, and you had 11 targets last week, which is awesome for Devon Bess. And last name we'll throw out there for the wide receivers, the player we've been talking about quite a bit, and again we're going to talk about him one more last time here, Josh Reed. I've been just completely impressed with the season he's had this year. He's really seemed to kind of come into his own. A former Biletnikoff winner, so you know he had a lot of talent coming out of LSU. And every week, just the same steady production, five catches. He'll get you 50 yards. That's 10 points in a PPR league, and that's not such a horrible thing to know that you've got 10 points kind of wrapped up at your number three or your flex position. And the final name we're going to talk about here is if you're looking for a place kicker and there's somebody, you know, you got some bad conditions going out there, Dan Carpenter from Miami is one of the hottest kickers out there, has six field goals in his past 2 weeks, and he's this week is going to be facing the 49ers. The 49ers are second in the NFL in kicker points allowed, and the only team that's allowed more is Seattle, so you can also look at Josh Brown. But this time of year, it can come down to percentage points between moving on. And if you got a place kicker that's kicking in bad conditions, say like a Garrett Hartley for New Orleans, who's going to have to kick in Chicago, it's nice to have a kicker like Dan Carpenter probably be kicking in pretty good conditions in Miami, who you know is going to be facing the defense that gives up a lot of fantasy points to the place kicker.
Great information as always, Mike. We really appreciate it. We'll be reading your work online as well, and we will catch you next week. We'll do those kind of year wrap-ups here, and we've got, boy, just a couple more weeks of the fantasy season, and we appreciate the info.
All right. Well, good luck to everybody out there. I hope, as I always say, it takes skill to get into the playoffs, and it takes luck to win championships. So good luck, everybody.
That is Mike Jones. I'm Jeff Renetti, and we will have one more update for you this week, get you ready for our fantasy week. Boy, it's playoff time. Good luck, everybody. Emails welcome. Last-minute suggestions and questions at Vern, V-E-R-N, at footballdiehards.com. We will see you later this week. I'm Jeff Renetti. So long, everybody.